Да котя Катерина, да купеческа дочь, да де ты прогуляла, да цю темную ночь, да де ты прогуляла, да цю темную ночь.
Oh my goodness, Kateria going to number one. That was amazing. Привет, Украина!
Oh, привет!
So good to see you. How are you feeling?
We feel much better. I feel much better. What about you boys?
We feel just, you know, perfect.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
You've been on quite a journey, Katerina. Feeling ill. How did you stay busy in the hotel during quarantine?
Зрозуміло?
Ні.
I think I should translate that. So, що ти робила під час карантину, коли ти сиділа вдома? Що, чим ти займалася взагалі? Що ти в готелі? А я що сказав?
Вдома.
А, ну, вдома в готелі.
I feel very, very bad.
Що ти робила?
I sleep, I drink water, I...
Run.
There are many meds about around my bed, and it was very... bad period.
Uncomfortable.
Yes.
But now you're at full strength again?
Yes, yes. I feel much better. It's okay.
Great. And what did you think of the stand-in rehearsal, the singer who performed for you?
Very beautiful girl.
So we are very, very thankful for her, for being with us, for being with us on the second rehearsal. And well, I don't think if anybody could do that better.
Yeah.
Just one, Katerina.
Okay.
Now, your stage show is very beautiful. We thought we were in the North Pole. Could you tell us about this staging and your concept?
Well,
it's like a future connect with past.
Yeah, so thank you. So it's like a continuation of our song story. So we're like traveling in time from the past to the future, and as Kate said before, we're trying to connect, you know, our ancient roots and Ukrainian folklore with modern cyberpunk and everything connected to that. So we're trying just to, you know, recreate the part of the original folk dance on stage, so it's like a magic ritual going on.
And is it meant to be an island of snow in space?
Well, it's like a allegorical raft. We are pilgrims that are traveling and bringing joy and happiness to all people. And you can see that we're, Kate and our dancers, we are sowing, you know, sowing joy and happiness and waking sleepy people up from the pandemic and everything.
Ah, a gorgeous pilgrim, I see. Because Katerina, I thought maybe you were a bird or maybe a fairy. Could you talk about your look?
I think that I'm queen.
Well, we think that, you know, so the shroom, the name shroom is the name of the forest spirit from Ukrainian mythology. So, and in the original folk song, shroom has a green fur coat, symbolizing new green leaves. Yeah, so you've talked about that.
Yeah, we've been debating dragon, flower, fairy.
Oh, so, and we believe that, you know, Kate's green coat is like a present from the forest spirit, just
yes,
for luck.
And the background is so amazing. At the end, we see what looks like a man running. What does he symbolize?
He symbolizes the movement of time. So we are being on that raft, and everything around us is just moving from the past to the future.
And after your rehearsal, the bookies pushed you up, up, up. Now you're considered a big favorite to make the final. I think you're a top 10 betting. What was your reaction to this news?
Well, it's very motivating for us.
Yeah.
It just motivates us to do as good as we can. So we are trying to, you know, take all the time we have in the hotel just to rehearse and to do, and Kate does her singing techniques and rehearsing and so on. So it's like we are very honored, you know, to receive, you know, such feedback. And it's, you know, it's just amazing, you know, so we are happy with everything. And as I said before, it's like motivates us to do more and more and more. And actually, we have brought, you know, our sound cards and microphones from Ukraine. So, and maybe we'll have an inspiration to make some new songs here.
Okay. And could we quickly just introduce everyone, actually?
I'm Ivan.
Well, Ivan, our guitar player. Igor is our, actually he's a woodwinds player in our band, but he can play anything, really. So it's easier to name musical instruments he cannot play. So, of course, our beautiful singer Katerina.
It's me.
Yeah, and I'm Taras. I'm just, you know, a guy who founded this band.
Yes, Taras, and I wanted to ask you, did people think you were crazy when you said, I want to put folk with EDM boom boom?
Yes, they thought I was crazy, and it was very difficult to find the people who would understand what I was going to do. So, and I found them.
Was it hard to find them?
It took me 7 years to do this.
Oh, wow.
So I met Kate in 2012, in late 2012. Yes, and we've been performing since that. And we've met Igor on one of our shows in Poland. Yeah, and in months after that we met Ivan, so it was like in 2019. So, and right now we have, you know, a dream team. So I was always, you know, dreaming about just making music and performing with these people. I just didn't know that.
Now I can tell Katerina's very humble, very down to earth. So please, why do you think she is special?
So that's what you think. She's not. Okay, actually Katerina is a very emotional person, right?
Yes, very emotional.
Yeah. And well, it's, you know, nowadays when we are doing songs, it's like, you know, she just starts to say something, I continue the phrase, and we are just working as a team, and as, you know, not as a team, but just as one entity, I think. Mm-hmm. So it's like we're all connected with our love for Ukrainian folk music and Ukrainian culture. So, and Igor and Katerina have studied folklore on a deep level. So they were going to folk expeditions in Ukraine. So, and they know a lot of, you know, things connected. So, and they, like, you know, you know, injected us with this love for folk music and for Ukrainian culture. Actually, several days ago, we've been learning our new folk song, and we can just sing it together for
us.
Yeah, and well, and actually, we have recorded that song near Chernobyl, because the origins of the original folk song Shum are from Chernobyl region. Yeah, so.
Katerina? This song about me.
Yeah, so this song is called Katerina, actually. 3, 4.
Да Катя Катерина, да купеческа дочь, да де ти прогуляла, да цю темну.
Oh my goodness, Katerina going to number one. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Now, Katerina, actually, I was reading on weebyblogs.com that you have worked so many different jobs, from model to working in fast food to singing. What was the hardest job you had?
The hardest job in my life is fast food. because there are many people around and I introvert, and it was very stressed for me. Але потім я почала вчитися спілкуватися з Дмитрієм.
Okay, but then she started just to learn how to talk to people and interact with them. Yeah, and since that time it was like just much easier for her.
And Ihor, what do you think you're... Ihor, you're an amazing instrumentalist, so many instruments, but which is your favorite?
Oh, my favorite instrument maybe is this sopilka, because I'm learning this instrument maybe 15 years. Yeah, this is my favorite instrument. The first instrument.
So it's the first instrument he had learned, so he has been playing sopilka since he was 6 years old,
six
I think. Yeah.
And the Goei sound, you know, I associate it with this flute. Is that how Ukrainian folk music is? Is the flute very crucial to Ukrainian folk?
Well, as a matter of fact, it is. So it's one of, you know, most important musical instruments in Ukrainian folklore. So, of course, we have stringed instruments such as bandura and trimbita and many others. Sopilka, sometimes Ihor can play so good that it's almost remind us of a human voice. So, and it's, you know, so it's very emotional. And that's why it's an important part of our folk music. He can play something.
Oh, please, yes. Let's warm up that Instagram. Let's get ready to go.
Що завгодно. Красиво. Чим красивіше, тим краще.
Окей. Шейкер візьму здорово.
He always carries several instruments with him.
Wow, I feel seduced. That was amazing. Oh my goodness. Now you guys, a lot of other Eurovision stars have said you're their favorite song. You have their favorite most interesting song. I'm curious for you though, what Eurovision songs appeal to you?
Oh, well, we have our favorites, of course.
Yes, but not one favorite. It's Daddy from Iceland. It's John from Switzerland. It's the Rub from Lithuania. It's from Australia.
Montaigne,
yes. Finland.
Yeah, Blind Channel. Well, actually, all of us have played in rock bands before,
yeah.
So it's like in our blood. So, and actually, besides just of Ukrainian authentic vocals, Kate can sing extreme vocal style, like screaming. Oh, really?
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I guess you have to protect your voice now, so I won't ask you to do it, but we will search online.
It would be very loud, so...
You guys are so lovely, so warm. Thank you for the music and thank you for this interview. Do you have a final message for all of your international fans on weeblogs.com?
We love you all. And remember your roots. Stay safe. Be happy. And vote of your brain.
They are Goei semi-final one. You guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.